Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We were just watching video of Seton doing his impersonation of Steph Curry when Steph hits a big three and he does the shimmy. That one in your Steve Ballmer impersonation. Those are pretty good.
I forgot about the shimmy.
Oh, man. You don't move your arms. You just kind of walk around jiggling a little bit there.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And then your Steve Ballmer. Kind of the same way, isn't it?
One is more stiff. The other is a little more loose, I guess.
It's Steph Curry shimmy there. It'll be on display tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. The winner take all to move on to face the Utah Jazz. Yes, Paulie?
I love the Steve Ballmer because the arms are against the sides like they're taped down. And then it looks like he has a back brace on, so the body moves kind of in this pendular motion. I can't do it.
You got billions, you can dance like that. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning to our TV partner, Peacock, and our radio affiliates around the country. If you missed Charles Barkley, I thought he was wonderful last hour. You can go to danpatrick.com if you miss any of our interviews. John Smoltz, Hall of Famer, will join us. All these no-hitters, good for baseball, bad for baseball. Rich Eisen will join us a little bit later on. And get his thoughts on a couple of things, including Tim Tebow. And they already have his jersey out. I ordered a Tim Tebow jersey yesterday, and hopefully it'll be here next week. Number 85 in your program, Tim Tebow. Wizards rolled over the Pacers, 142-115. Your MVP finalists are Joel Embiid, Steph Curry, and the Joker. Joker is the Vegas favorite, but it's hard to have a problem with the performance of any of these players. Jokic did everything for the Nuggets, picked up his game even more when Jamal Murray went down. Embiid missed a lot of games due to injury, but still led the 76ers to the number one seed in the East. And Curry was brilliant, becoming the second oldest player in history to win the scoring title. The problem with awards is it's similar to the dilemma with lists. You're forced to focus on the negatives of guys who didn't win. Then if the guy who does win the award loses early in the playoffs, then we hold that honor against him. But when it comes to this year's MVP, taking down any of the three players is pointless. They all had great seasons, deserve to be celebrated. And I wonder if we'll look at the Joker the way we did Dirk Nowitzki. When Nowitzki won his MVP that year, they bowed out in the first round of the playoffs. You win that MVP, you got to make a deep run. It just feels like you need to, or the voters will hold it against you the following year or following years. You know, Luka Doncic, I think he was probably the favorite to start this year to be the MVP. Now, maybe he's going to be in the top five, but what's strange is how quickly we move on. Luka Doncic is 23, and it's almost like we go, yeah, we kind of seen this. Like, there's no fascination. When's the last time you heard us talk about Luka in a game that he had the previous night? Last year we did. In the bubble we did. But you're going, okay, you got any new tricks? Yeah, you kind of flirt with a triple-double every night. Okay. What else do you have? But I'm going to get – a lot of people thought Luka was going to be the MVP, and I didn't think that he would be because I didn't think Dallas would be good enough that he would be the MVP. I mean, the reason why Steph is in there, because you look at that Golden State team with injuries, and it got him into the play-in game, and if they win tonight, they're going to be in the opening round against the Utah Jazz. Luka, I thought, was good. But I don't know if he got better. Like, you know, so that's part of – there's a formula. It's formulaic when it comes to voting on a lot of these awards. You know, the Heisman Trophy. The Academy Awards. They love a story. Luka wasn't a story this year. Steph Curry was a story this year. The Joker was a story this year. Embiid was just so great in the first half of the season that he was the story. LeBron was going to be a story. LeBron was going to be the MVP. He was hell-bent on being the MVP. There's no load management. You had a story there. And then he got hurt. James Harden wanted out of Houston. I said, you can't vote him for MVP for a guy who quit on the Rockets, showed up out of shape for the Rockets, wanted out of Houston after he built that team to whatever it was, and now he goes to the Nets. He's not going to be, I wouldn't have him in my top three if he was healthy on the MVP list, even though I think he's a, you know, top five player in the game. I can't give you credit for something like that. You want the story. What are the MVP odds to start the year, Paulie?
It's Giannis and Luka were tied as the favorites. Okay. Then you went down to Steph Curry, LeBron, Harden, and then it drops a level to Anthony Davis, Kawhi, Kevin Durant.
Okay. Poll question, McLovin. Are we staying with what we had first
round? Yeah, it's who has the most pressure on them in this year's playoffs. Giannis is still leading, but then James Harden is creeping up on it.
Okay.
I don't think people like Harden right now. I mean, not that they dislike him personally, but I feel like people root against Harden a little bit because of the way he got out of Houston.
Yeah, I don't know if people are bothered by it. I am when it comes to voting for most valuable player. Now, next year, I'd have no problem if he's playing great, voting him MVP. But what he did to Houston, what he did to that team, that he wanted players in, he wanted players out, and then he wanted out. I'm sorry. You're just not an MVP candidate. Yeah, McLovin.
Are these big guys going to be able to win in the playoffs like Joel and Jokic and Giannis? Like, it feels like seven-footers are in the MVP running, but it's usually like the ball handlers who have the ball in their hands in the playoffs. I worry that this is really a Sixers. Like, Embiid's not effective in the playoffs.
But if you watch the Lakers in that game against Golden State, that was playoff basketball. That was true playoff basketball where there was defense and every possession mattered and you played hard. That's what I want to know. How are these teams going to approach this on a night-in, night-out basis? Because it's not always pretty. Playoff basketball is not pretty. And I think that's what you're going to see. There'll be more of that in the postseason. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Grizzlies at the Warriors for the final playoff spot. That'll be coming up tonight. By the way, I don't know if you saw this story. Former baseball player trying out for an NFL team, making the roster. Oh, no, not Tim Tebow. His name is Tyler Gaffney. Gaffney, the Panthers' sixth-round pick in the 2014 draft. He's 30 years of age. He won two Super Bowls as a member of the Patriots in 2014-2016. Then he decided that he was going to play baseball. So he was playing baseball for a couple of years, at least trying to. He was drafted by the Pirates back in 2012, and he was with minor league affiliates and 89 games. He played right field, hit .244, six homers, 36 RBIs, retired from baseball in March of 2019, And he made his return to the NFL, and here he is with the Patriots. I don't know if anybody's upset about this, are they? Nobody's upset with Tyler Gaffney taking a roster spot. He played baseball. Now he's coming back, right? Yeah, see?
He, if I'm not mistaken, he won both of those. He got both of those rings from the Patriots and was on injured, was on the IR. What's the hold on? I don't think he really played much at all. And he, if you read his like Wikipedia, it was like he was claimed off waivers, and then 2 months later he was waived again by the Patriots, but then nobody picked him up, so the Patriots had to keep his contract. Then he won a Super Bowl ring. You know, it's a very strange career.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody's going to go, hey, you're taking a roster spot here. You're a great player at Stanford, but he's joining a crowded Patriots backfield. Yeah, Paul.
He was part of that run at Stanford where they'd have a 15, and it's continuing, a 1,500-yard running back every year. His senior year, he was a Heisman guy.
He had 1,700 yards.
Yeah, 1,700 yards and 21 touchdowns his last year at Stanford.
Yeah. But nobody's got a problem with this, right? That he's taken a roster spot. He was playing baseball here. Yeah, Seton.
I think he played baseball for a year.
Yeah, okay. It's still, he left the NFL. Now, I know what it comes down to. It's Tim Tebow is polarizing. Tyler Gaffney is not.
Tyler Gaffney is a dude who tried to stay in the NFL and hasn't been able to.
Yeah.
He's been up and down through this whole time. He didn't take a break to be like a TV commentator and then be a movie producer.
Seton,
and
I'm on a roll. Will you stop?
No. No one will slander Tyler Gaffney.
You're a buzzkill.
On this show.
Yeah. But they can slander Tim Tebow. By the way, new t-shirts on the website, danpatrick.com.
Tight end t-shirts.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Celebrating the tight ends of the world.
Yeah. Number 85. Number 85. Jason LaCanfora is an NFL insider for CBS. He thinks Tim Tebow is going to make the roster. He truly does.
Oh, sorry.
No, the 53-man roster. He says he can't imagine that Urban Meyer would do this and then cut Tim Tebow. And that is a fair assessment of the situation. I just wonder if you're, as painful as it might be, if you said, hey, you know, can you cut your son from the baseball team? Yeah, I could have. Because I would do what's best for the team. And that's my son. Urban Meyer looks at Tim Tebow as a son, I'm guessing. And can you cut him? You're in the NFL. Yes, you should be able to cut him. Other coaches have. I wonder if Urban Meyer can. So now he's put himself in that position of, I'm bringing him in and everything that goes along with it. And all I said this yesterday. I was accused by a listener, like, I'm critical of Tim Tebow. No, I'm curious. That's all. I'm not critical. I'm curious. Mel Kiper came out and said that Tebow's being selfish. Like, I don't want to tell you how to dream. If you want to do it, you think you can do it, you're still searching in life, you're in your early 30s, you got this opportunity. It's okay. The bigger angle is Urban Meyer. It's your first-year head coach. You've been out of the game. You're a college coach. There's been health issues. You got Trevor Lawrence. You know, you got to hit the ground running. And you're going to bring in Tim Tebow. I'm only curious. Now, do I think he can play the position? I don't. But I've been wrong before many times. But somebody who hasn't played the position, it's not because I doubt Tim Tebow. It's somebody hasn't played that position is coming in to try to play that position. I don't know how good a shape he's in. Football shape. You can be in shape. I mean, the Rock is ripped. It's not like the Vikings are going to go, hey, come on in. Yes, Todd.
And if it's proven that he's not good enough, that he's not good enough in any job or any business, your worry shouldn't be when you're applying for a job. Oh, I might, if I get the job, I'm going to take the spot from someone else that may want that job. I know he has a little bit of an in with the with his former coach at Florida, but you can't be worrying about if I get hired, then someone else is not getting hired. That's silly.
Yeah. I was curious why he picked number 85. Now, I don't know if he picked 85, but 85 signifies the numerous opportunities that are coming into your life. There are opportunities on the horizon that are meant for you. Seeing number 85 is a reminder that you need to grasp all the possibilities and make the best out of them. This is the time, or you accept and make changes in your life. That's what the number 85 means. Fascinating or irrelevant? Yes, Paul.
I was looking at that too, and I looked up the number 15, and the meaning of number 15 is horrible mechanics and terrible downfield throwing.
Wow, that's not right.
I looked it up.
See?
Don't blame me for this.
I don't believe it says that.
You're being critical, not curious.
You laughed.
I laughed. It was really a pain laugh.
Questionable mechanics.
It was a pained laugh because you're going to face the wrath of...
Oh, the big guy?
Yeah, well, of Tebow, yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, he sent me a baseball bat. Tim Tebow's a friend of the show. He hit a home run. I said, the next home run you hit, would you send me your bat? Tebow sent me that bat. Hey, that's for Paulie, not for me.
Apologies.
Yeah. But Tim sent me that bat. Yes, Tom.
And numerology isn't that specific. I don't know where Paulie found that. It's like usually like a horoscope or something. They kind of give you some generic things that you read into with your own life. It's a little mean.
Do you believe in numerology?
I do. I'd like to believe if you play with the numbers enough, you can have it mean what you want it to mean. I'll say that much.
Okay.
Especially if someone has passed away that, you know, or that you care about or love, and you try to figure out something with their birth date or something happening in your life that somehow, some way they're giving you a sign through numbers.
Mm.
Well, I like to believe that. It gives me comfort.
Okay.
For whatever it's worth.
Okay.
I've tried that many times. I tried to speak to my dad and say, if you can hear me, make the light flicker or let it start raining or silly things like that. And it doesn't happen. So I have to dig into numbers and try to make those add up to something.
Seriously, though, you try to talk to your dad?
Oh, yeah. I talk to him all the time, like anyone, you know, when you're praying or you're going through something and, you know, trying to get some kind of new direction. I'm not expecting to hear his voice or response. I haven't lost my mind yet.
You know, sometimes, Todd, you have to open up your mind, though, to hear the sounds. Like, you can't, if you might say, like, hey, Dad, if you could hear me, turn the lights on and off, but Dad might not be able to do that. But then, you know, say a minute later, you got up to walk. That might be the sign.
That would work.
Hey, I couldn't do the light on and off, but I made your sneakers super squeaky. So every time you take a step, it's like I'm walking with you.
I will never listen to the squeak of my shoes differently than just now from that. That gives me some
hope. Your dad, former police officer, did the rounds walking.
Walking a beat.
Yeah, he used to walk at the old Yankee Stadium. He worked in Manhattan, Bronx, did all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
You should hold on to those sneakers. You'd still wear them, right? Oh, you got new ones.
Yeah.
Well, I have like some orthopedic issues these days, so I don't know how much my shoes are going to squeak. I got like some kind of orthotics.
Yeah.
I'm like an old man now. Getting like injections in my toes and such a mess. Sad.
I don't know how we got here.
It's great.
But it is a Meat Friday, and we have the Traegers all fired up here. Oh, by the way, in the first hour, I played a clip from Nate McMillan, the Hawks head coach, and I said, do you want to hear what $25,000 cost or sounds like? He got fined $25,000. He had some comments about, you know, the NBA wants the Knicks to be in the playoffs. I think this is the answer that cost him $25,000.
We have talked about the advantages of this situation and you know, some things that we're going to have to face going into the game with everyone picking New York to win and a lot of folks wanting to see New York in the playoffs, you know, so it's a battle. It's a challenge. I think the NBA is excited about them being back in the playoffs.
Did that cost him 25? Or did the previous answer cost him 25, this one?
The league wants this. They need this. It's a big market for the league. And New York has been out of the playoffs for a number of years. And, you know, this is the team that our league, you know, they want to see You know, there's a huge fan base. They want to see New York in the playoffs. You know, they want to see the Lakers in the playoffs. You know, teams like that, Boston Celtics, they want to see these teams in the playoffs. And I put New York in that category, that the league wants to see it. Everybody wants to see this, you know, even to the fact that, you know, our game was moved to Sunday.
Okay. I think what he's saying is the truth, that the league does want the Knicks in the playoffs, but it's not like he's saying we have no chance against the Knicks because they want the Knicks to succeed. Yes, Todd?
Does sound a little bit. I'm not saying 25,000, maybe 10K. He's laying some groundwork so that when any calls go against the Hawks in this series, that's what I said. Remember, they want the Knicks to advance.
We'll talk to John Smoltz about the situation with the Chicago White Sox. A rookie disobeys the Hall of Fame manager and hits a home run, and then the manager doesn't stick up for the rookie, and, well, is it a big deal? Still a big deal. And also we'll talk to John Smoltz about all these no-hitters. Good for baseball? John joins us coming up next. More phone calls as well. Rich Eisen will stop by in an hour from now. It's 20 after the hour. Dan Patrick Show. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. Amazing. No limit on how much you can earn. How amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz Vans. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything, go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Get to your phone calls coming up. Got a poll question, Rich Eisen, a little bit later on. If you missed Charles Barkley, I'll bring back a little bit of that coming up at the top of next hour. John Smoltz, Hall of Famer, Major League Baseball Network analyst. Before I talk baseball with you, John, here's the question. I'll give you two PGA championships or one Masters.
Wow. Masters.
Three PGA championships, one Masters.
Three PGA championships.
Yeah. A World Series ring or the Masters?
Well, I got a World Series ring. So I'm going to say the Masters.
Well, it could be another. Like, you didn't really do much in the World Series to win. Whereas,
true.
Right? You
true.
Were just on the team. You were on a great team.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's say I get the winning. I get at pitch game seven, win another ring.
Yeah.
Yes. Taking
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
World Series MVP or the Masters?
World Series MVP. That's just another ring.
All right, that's all I wanted to talk to you about, John. Thanks for joining us.
That was so easy.
Clayton Kershaw came out and said all these no-hitters not good for baseball. What does he mean by that, do you think?
I'm not quite sure. I think I would follow him in the sense that, you know, when you see the statistics on – everyone keeps talking about the statistics, right? Batting average, strikeouts, all those things. You start understanding that, you know, hitting has been hard with the velocity that we have in our game today. So maybe that's part of what he meant. I, on the other hand, predicted that the no-hitter record on MLB Network first week of the season, I predicted there would be a record amount of no-hitters. So, hey, I'm all about being right. So two more. We need two more.
Paulie, can you check the tape, see if Smoltz says?
We looked for it all morning. We find
couldn't
no tape.
Find it. Yeah.
Oh, it's on there. Oh, it's on there. It was a bold prediction. It was one of these segments, make a bold prediction.
Mm.
And I made a bold prediction that there would be more than eight no-hitters this year.
Okay, but what's the cause for this, all these no-hitters, other than everybody's throwing 100 and everybody else who's at the plate is trying to hit a home run?
Yeah, well, the latter part is what you really have to focus on, because I think most of the no-hitters, you know, are not guys that have thrown 100. And they're guys that have hit their spots and kind of open up the opportunity. If you hit your spots, you're going to get your strikeouts and outs. And the style of hitting today, because the velocity is the way it is, it's really a philosophy of style of hitting. And when you're trying to hit a home run, which is the fastest way to get a point on the board, then you don't have any deviation from that. I think that's why you're seeing some of the numbers historically change. And I think we've all said that eventually it'll come around. It's just taken a long time for the pendulum to swing back.
You're going to have the lowest aggregate batting average in history this year. Baseball talked about the initiative this year of maybe reducing, you know, the, I guess, how far baseball can be hit. They were trying to bring it back 1 or 2 feet. They were trying to get the ball in play a little bit more, stolen bases, those kind of things. It hasn't worked. How does baseball, if that's what their goal is, get more involvement, more movement in the game?
I think part of it, you know, after we get through this year and then, you know, next year gets worked out one way or another between the agreement, I think you're going to see some changes that take place in the game. They're starting some things in the minor league. And whenever people talk about changes, immediately everyone says, well, there's something vehemently wrong with the game. Well, to your point, you're stating the facts. And when you state the facts that overwhelmingly are historically not in your favor, then you look to make some changes to try to enhance or change the way people think. See, the only way you can change the way people think is to come up with some rule changes. Every other sport has done it. For some reason, baseball, people get all bent out of shape when we talk about changes. I'll give you a subtle change that not a lot of people talk about. I've heard some people talk about, but I think would help the game in both ways. If you lower the strike zone, you give the hitters a better chance at the velocity that we're seeing today to hit a ball that is at the top of the strike zone. You can't hit it today. And all pitchers are adjusting, and hitters are still trying to do what we talked about. The top of the zone is at the velocity we have. it's just too difficult. So a subtle change without making everybody have to change the way they play the game. I'm a big component of lowering the strike zone and giving everybody a better chance to hit that kind of velocity that's in the game today.
He's John Smoltz, MLB Network analyst. Padres tonight against the Mariners at 10 Eastern. Then John will call the Cubs-Cardinals tomorrow on Fox. Let's recap what happened with the White Sox, with Tony La Russa, Yermín Mercedes, a rookie who Tony says, "I yelled take, take, take on a 3-0 pitch in a blowout game." He swung 3-0, hit a home run. Let's go step by step. So 3-0 pitch, positional player in a blowout game. What is the policy?
Yeah, see, that's a great question, because we haven't seen as many position players pitch in the history of the game as we're seeing right now. So if there's a regular on the mound, I think every player understands the score, time, and place, that that is just something. It's not that you can't do it. It's just frowned upon. You know, if you're taking advantage of a team, it's like scoring from, you know, from first when you're up 15-4, when you can go station to station. And I think there's certain things in the game everyone understands. When a position player is on the mound, I think it kind of alters how I can see the other side of it, right? 3-0, kind of frowned upon, position player. Well, that team's basically given up. And so it's kind of difficult when you see the position player out there to think that all the rules apply. So this is one of those scenarios where I could actually see both sides of it. I understand Tony La Russa being a manager as long as he has. He doesn't want to show anybody up in that fashion, and that's probably where he's coming from there.
Yeah, but okay, so then can I swing at 3-1? Can I swing at 3-2?
I get where you're going. I think don't put yourself in that situation if you're the other team. I totally get it. And if you're basically waving the right white flag by throwing a position player, then I don't think you can get mad that guys are swinging at pitches when the pitches that are coming in aren't really pitches anyways. They're just somebody lobbing it in there. So I totally get that part of it. You know, we used to have that rule where you had to have designated. They did away with that this year, and I think it's coming back, by the way, where you had to designate only a particular person that could pitch. You had to have so many innings. Because that to me, is a whole other subject. When you start throwing position players in a game, you start advocating for the 10-run rule that people I know have been floating out there. Why not just get a 10-run rule after 7 innings and we don't have to – have a position player out there pitching?
Do you think that baseball would push for a mercy rule after 7 innings?
I think if the trends keep going the way they are, I think it has more momentum than it doesn't, because the reality of the game that we're playing, and we're supposed to be in the pitching rich era. You know, there's injuries. There's a lot of pitchers up in the big leagues, probably faster than they should. And so therefore clubs aren't, they're not going to push their pitchers and they're going to throw a position player. I think it'd be better if we just – the game. I mean, the game's changed to a 7-inning doubleheader. Nobody frowns over that anymore. What? No one would frown over a 10-run rule after 7 innings and each club's go about their way. And then the headlines don't read about a position player pitching instead of the team getting beat.
Well,
so handily.
And Tony La Russa says, hey, you know what? You got to respect the game. I don't think the opposition's respecting the game by bringing in a positional player to throw a 47. If I can throw a fastball faster than the position player right now, that to me is disrespecting the game.
I agree with you on that. I played for a manager who was old school. Bobby Cox never let a position player ever pitch. And the entire time I was there, I don't know if there's another manager that can say that. But he never let – that was his biggest thing about, I'm not going to disrespect the game and make it look foolish. Now, there were a lot of position players that begged to pitch, but he just didn't believe in it. So I agree with you 100% on that statement, because I think there is – unless you've run out, you've pitched you played 17 or 18 innings, which we won't do anymore because of the rule, then I think, you know, you're just – throwing everything up in the air. So I agree with your statement.
Yeah, and I think everybody was wrong in this situation with, you know, Mercedes and La Russa. Okay, he didn't hear the take sign or didn't listen to your take sign. Then he homers. Tony then calls him out in the press conference. Instead of supporting his player to say, we'll handle it inside, he's basically saying, hey, Minnesota Twins, go ahead, throw at him. Those are the consequences that he brought on himself here.
Yeah, this was a lot of mixed messages, but I think the general theme that I was reading into it was, we can't have that happen again. right? What right, wrong, or indifferent. And hopefully that message was clear to the team. The White Sox are a great team.
Yeah.
And the Minnesota Twins are having a really tough year. They were predicted to be right there with the Chicago White Sox. You can understand their frustration when they're getting it handed to them. But again, when you throw a position player in there, it does throw a wrench in the whole deal. And again, some people think it's kind of fun to watch a position player pitch. I personally don't think it's fun as much as the amount of position players that are pitching today is pretty alarming.
How surprised were you that Pujols goes to the Dodgers and hit a home run last night?
I'm not a home run. I'm surprised because of where Pujols is in his career. I have the utmost respect for him because of his passion to play the game. And yet, yes, he's not the Pujols that we remember with St. Louis and even the Angels. But I think his motor still thinks he can help a team win a championship. And what better way for him? He went to a team that has probably the best odds to win a championship. And I think he's going to prove some people wrong. You know, this game is not forever. And we all know that everybody, including myself, have been released. It's not fun, but you want to finish on your own terms. And I think that's what he's doing.
Did Pujols get you?
He got me a lot. It was only 8 at-bats. He got me 3 times, 3 home runs and 8 at-bats. And I don't mind telling you, it was the scariest right-handed hitter I've ever faced. I thought Gary Sheffield was number one in my book, but Albert Pujols, the way he squatted to sit, he looked like he was sitting in a rocking chair, knew what was coming. And I'll never forget the game I came out of the bullpen in relief. And I was so mad because of the circumstances that led me getting in. I threw a pitch for the first time in my career as hard as I could. It almost went to Big Mac land. And I tried to destroy the curtain that separated the training room and the clubhouse in the old stadium. And they looked like you could rip them off the hinge. So I attacked it with both of my hands to rip it off. It was steel reinforced, and I thought I broke both my thumbs. And I hid in the back of the plane, icing both of my thumbs, not letting anybody see what had happened. So, yeah, he got me.
Okay. Is that peak Pujols, peak Bonds.
Wow. That to me, I'm going to say Pujols because I felt as a right-handed pitcher, I should always be able to have the edge against a right-handed hitter. Left-handers definitely had an edge against me. So I'm still going to say Pujols only because I felt like I should have done better. Bonds I faced for 100 times. Pujols, I don't want to even think about what that what that would have translated. I gave up 9 home runs to Bonds. I'm sure I would have given up more to Pujols.
Great to talk to you, John. Thanks for joining us as always, buddy.
My pleasure. Thanks.
That's John Smoltz. We share a birthday together, May 15th. He's got Cubs Cardinals tomorrow on Fox. I love Smoltz always tells these stories, and here's a Hall of Famer, and he always tells you a story that's a negative story about him. I always appreciate that. A couple of phone calls. We'll take a break. Heather in Denver joining us. Hi, Heather. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. I really wanted to call and just say how much I appreciate all the support you've given me through everything. You guys are just so amazing, and you have been since the first time we spoke over 21 years ago when you announced the birth of my daughter.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty awesome. I mean, I feel pretty good. Feel as good as I can.
Okay. Well, it's great to hear from you. And you've been with us a long, long time. And
yeah,
we apologize for that.
the kiddo you announced her birth, she turned 21 a few months ago, and she's about to graduate college.
Oh, man. I'll send her some beer. How's that, Heather?
Hey, she would love it. She lives in our basement. She has a little bar set up down there and everything.
I like it. I like it. Please stay in touch, okay?
Oh, I will. Please. I mean, you guys really keep my spirits up, truly.
Thank you, Heather. We love you.
We love you guys. Here.
That's, Heather in Denver, battling through cancer. And, I remember when she called in, talked about her baby girl. It's like, wow, 21 years ago. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. More phone calls. If you missed a Charles Barkley, we're going to bring back a portion of the interview that I thought it was great. You know, he talks some real X's and O's And we'll bring back a portion of that top of the hour. And then Rich Eisen will join us coming up in the final hour as well. We'll take a break back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
12:15 podcast. It's the Backroom Guys who wrap up the week on the program. That'll be coming up a little bit later on today. Go to danpatrick.com. All the podcasts we have available. Did you guys hear this last night? The Dodgers and the Astros, and the Dodgers organ player is playing this song when the Astros' Josh Reddick came to the plate.
Reddick, the former Astro, is hearing it from Dodger fans. He takes a strike, 0-1.
Well, we can help him out. We have a trash can up here.
It's going to be a fastball. Here's the 0-1, and it was down and in.
You're trying to tell him.
All right, so you got the trash can going there. Josh, of course, the former Astro, who's playing for the Diamondbacks. And then the Dodgers organ player played this when he came to the plate.
saw the sign or heard the sign.
Oh, jeez, Dieter.
Dieter, you got any garbage can songs?
I saw the sign, Ace of Base, there. It's courtesy of Sportsnet LA. A little subtle message there sent to a former Astro. Yes, Paulie?
Now, did the Oregon player know that song in his or her repertoire or learn it for this situation?
Yes, Todd.
And is that something that would need any type of approval? Or I would think the organization would be all in on that. It's kind of harmless fun, and they deserve it. Do you have to get that okayed?
By management?
Yeah. People have lost their jobs for like playing an inappropriate song and things like that. So I wonder if that's something that would needed approval.
Can you imagine going to management? Yeah. Oh, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'd like to play I Saw the Sign by Ace of Base when Josh Reddick comes on the plane. Sure.
What's that song? Signs everywhere.
Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign?
Long hair, freaky people.
Need not apply. Yes, Todd.
Wasn't there also a song, Why Don't We Steal Away? That would be another one, Stealing Signs. I know that's the younger generation might not know that song, but still, that would be a valid song to play. You're not feeling that one.
Just felt like it was forced a little bit.
Why don't we steal away? That was a popular song back in the day.
No, it was not.
I thought that was wasn't like a hit song, Steal Away?
Nobody cares. No. I'm going to guess it's probably in the 80s, right, Todd?
It's definitely on my iPod for sure.
Yeah, it's not in the 90s, not in 2000. Who sang that song?
That's a great question.
Oh, no, it's got to be. You got to know it. It's a really popular song,
Todd.
I just
love the song.
I got it here. Robbie Dupree.
Yeah, Todd, remember that? Remember the Robbie Dupree era? Remember that?
Come on and hold me just like you told me. Why do we steal?
Well, I remember Billy Joe Dupree. Yeah. Marcus Dupree.
Yeah. Isn't there a... thought there was... Isn't there a movie? No. You know what? We're way off course.
That's my fault.
Yeah. We're way off base. Thank you. Brought it back, Todd. Let's go.
You always do.
There.
You find a way to salvage it.
Paul in Iowa joins us on the program. Good morning, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Well, you know, I've been listening to you the past 2 days with the Robert Horry talk, and it's really interesting, but I've heard it before on your show with a different sport, almost exactly the same topic. So I like how you say with baseball, the Hall of Fame is, can you tell the story of the game without that player? And I think we need to do that a little more with basketball and with football. Can you tell the story of the game without Robert Horry and in football without Julian Edelman? Which of those two guys did less during the regular season and is more deserving of their Hall of Fame because of big moments?
I'm going to say Horry. And plus, you know, he had 7 championships. Edelman had 2 incredible Super Bowls. He was the MVP in one of those Super Bowls. He was a starter all the time, not a Pro Bowl player. Horry was a really talented all-around player. He just wasn't – I mean, he was a guy who came off the bench, but he was there when you needed him. I think it's a little tougher with football to get in than it is with basketball. I think they're far more lenient with who gets into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Yeah, McLovin.
Since it's Friday, can I rip the collar just a little bit?
Paul in Iowa?
It's just that we did Horry Edelman. We did it earlier in the week. I don't know if we even, and he kind of sounded like he invented the question. He was very enthusiastic, and I loved it. It was a great question.
Yeah, we've been doing this for years with Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a player Hall of Fame debate, we bring up Edelman immediately. It's a reflex.
By the way, did you see where Julian Edelman says, I'm not joining Tom Brady? I'm good.
You know. Oh, we have a bet on that, don't we?
Paulie does. Paulie said, what's the bet that...
He will try to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year.
Yeah.
The more he talks, the more he's playing.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think health-wise he can play.
He couldn't play health-wise 3 years ago when he found a way on the field.
Yeah. I think it caught up to him. When you're 34 and you can't play health-wise, it's different. Yeah, Paul.
That time we had him in studio a few years ago, he had that knee injury and he was out for this regular season.
Yeah.
He came in studio, it was probably October, and he was dragging his leg. He was walking gingerly.
Yeah.
And you said to him, if the team makes a Super Bowl, are you planning? He goes, oh yeah, I'm not missing the Super Bowl. He looked at you like you're insane. Yeah, I'm not missing the Super Bowl.
But then we wondered to what extent he was going to go to, and we found that out of trying to play in the Super Bowl when he got busted. By the way, Steph Curry and LeBron James are the only active players in the NBA. You guys want to take a guess? To win an MVP and an NBA title in the same season. The last five guys to do both in the same season, Steph in 2014, LeBron did it twice, Tim Duncan did it in 2002, Shaq did it in 1999, Jordan did it in 1997. Jordan and Bill Russell did it four times, most of any players all time.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
I am curious about this mercy rule with baseball. I saw a game last night where the Giants beat the Reds. I think it's 19-4. I don't know how that'll go over, that you have to raise the white flag. You throw in a towel. Like, what happens with a mercy rule? Once you're up 10 in the seventh inning, going to the eighth? We'll bring back Charles Barkley. Todd's got a new limerick, and Rich Eisen stops by. One more item, second hour, M Drive. How do you feel today? Trying to keep up with the younger guys at the gym or the office? Not me. I take M Drive. They're trying to keep up with me, the everyday supplement for guys who want to compete with guys 20 years younger and win. The backroom guys whisper, and I hear them. I have cameras everywhere. They're like, where does he get all that energy? My gosh, he's lean. He's cut. He's ripped. He's incredible. Boy, if he was single. All right, maybe they don't say that. MDriveDan.com. Try it for yourself. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Nothing to lose. That's MDriveDan.com. MDrive. You can also find it at Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. I've been using MDrive for a year now. How do you feel? You ready to take on the day? Are you ready to try MDrive? Go to MDriveDan.com and don't let age beat you. Make sure you refind your prime with MDrive, MDriveDan.com, or Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. I think you'll like what you see, and so will she.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.